Yes, there ain't nothing like a gospel song. Oh, I want to hear it all day long. Tell them to play it again. Well, we playing it again. That's right. That's Mr. Rhett Walker, beloved. And starting us off, getting us kicked off this morning with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Hallelujah. How y'all doing out there? It's a beautiful, beautiful summertime day, last weekend of the spring of 2021, and you are listening to Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with our audio engineer, Mr. Randall Martin, who is diligently working behind the scenes to get things going. He has so much going on today, and we are so grateful that he could fit time in to help us with today's broadcast. I want y'all to put up prayers for Brother Randall as he has been working to fill in all the gaps there, wherever they may be, for our Juneteenth celebrations in the city of Hudson, New York, and also the Jazz, the first. I think it might be an annual if he survives. We know he will. The annual Jazz Festival here in the city of Hudson. All of this is happening at the Henry Hudson Waterfront Park this day. As a matter of fact, things are getting ready to get underway at 10 a.m. today. Yes, Sister Tanya Jackson. I don't know the whole list of her team. I know her mom will be doing some knitting and crochet workshops, and her aunt, Sister Pam Badilla, will be doing some drumming and African dance and some other things. They have stuff going on all throughout the day, well into the night, beloved. So anytime you make it down, they'll be around. And I'm going to be traveling up from the Queens area myself so I can partake in the celebrations that have been prepared. Getting a lot of information about Juneteenth right now, and the fact that it was signed into a national holiday is something that we are celebrating today. We're just thankful, I think, of the ancestors whose lives it acknowledges and reflects, and the contributions of Black and enslaved and free people in this nation that had been hidden in history for so long, coming to the fore right now. So we celebrate that today, and we celebrate you, Father Randall. Happy Father's Day. Amen. I want to say happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in our spiritual social commentary today for sure. All right. But, you know, we got some more music. Yes, we do. We have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. And we kicked it off this morning with Ain't Nothing Like a Gospel Song. But we got some more songs, and some of our songs are selected in tribute. Want to let you hear this song. You know, this is a gospel program on Sunday mornings, and some people have told me it's their church for them on Sunday mornings during this pandemic, and I'm grateful about that, right? So we got some songs that's going to talk about my Jesus. Amen. We have Miss Ann Wilson did this project, and she's going to tell you about her Jesus, my Jesus, your Jesus. He's Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of the Living God. And after that, we're going to hear Less Like Me by Mr. Zach Williams, another song that speaks to my soul And I think the message is good for you too. And then we have Mr. Stephen Stanley with No Hopeless Soul and Who You Are to Me by Chris Tomlin. I think I got a couple of Chris Tomlin songs on the playlist today. He just has a way of putting his songs together and speaking to the men and the fathers. So hallelujah. We have Evidence by Mr. Josh Baldwin. Yes, He Can by Kane. God Who Listens by Chris Tomlin. And The Wind Beneath My Wings. Got two renditions for you on that. Then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for this Father's Day. So hear the music that we have for you, the music we want to play, and be blessed.
I'm so sorry. We did everything we could.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life.
my Jesus, change your life. I know I have a witness out there. I got some witnesses. God's got some witnesses out there. Jesus will change your life. Oh, gosh, ask me how I know. Well, beloved, we got some more music just like that. We got Less Like Me. Oh, I love this. I love them all. I hope you love this one, too.
Just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like. Past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
Did you love it? A little more like Jesus and a little less like me. I'm saying, you know, there ain't no hopeless souls. No, there ain't no hopeless souls. Don't give up hope. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Keep on praying.
So bad, steals your hope. But
There ain't no hopeless soul. Mommies, daddies, fathers, don't give up. There ain't no hopeless soul.
Some people think you're distant, just some words on a page, that you're nothing more than fables handed down along the way. But I've seen you part the waters where no one else could pull me from the deep. That's who you are to me.
Some people think you just live in cathedrals made of stone, but I know you live inside my heart. I know that it's your home. And I've seen you in a sunset and in the eyes of a stranger on the street. That's who you are to me.
You're amazing, faithful, love's open door. When I'm empty, you fill me with hunger for more of your mercy, your goodness. Lord, you're the air that I breathe. That's who you are to me. Who you are to me. Sometimes I have my doubts, I'm sure that everybody does. And I wonder when I stumble, am I still worthy of your love?
But I know that I get stronger when I'm talking to you down on my knees.
You're everything I need. You're amazing, faithful, love's open door.
is here.
The evidence is here. I see the evidence of his goodness all over our lives. Yes, you are listening to Pastor Kim. There's a Bright Side Somewhere right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, all over the globe by Radio Archive Internet. You can find us at WGXC.org. Yes, we are Evidence Radio for open ears. Listener supported. That's who we are. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with more music, with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, coming up, Yes You Can by Kane.
Knows me.
by name. The angels hide their faces in his presence. The demons run for cover when you speak.
Heard you complain.
And that was Mr. Eddie Levert's and Senior and his son Gerald Levert. And Gerald Levert sounds just like his daddy. You remember the OJs, people all over the world get on the love train? My goodness, my God, when you listen to the two of them, they sound like bones, right? That's my Father's Day tribute to you all out there and you dads who have been the wind beneath your children's wings. That song, a version of it, was sang earlier this week and even last week, rather, by Miss Andra Day. She recently portrayed Billie Holiday in a movie where she just embodied and encapsulated, getting so many accolades. I think she was nominated for a Grammy for her performances, an Oscar, or one of those, maybe two of those awards. And she sang that earlier this week on a program that was presented by the one and only Miss Oprah Winfrey, honoring our kings, celebrating Black fatherhood. And so when I heard it, it brought tears to my eyes, because truly that's how I feel about my dad, who went on from labor to reward just in a couple of months ago this year. He was truly the wind beneath my wings. So I honor him with that song. I honor all of you dads out there who have done such tremendous jobs with your children. You know, we can only do the best we can, right? We're not really responsible for the end result. We have to leave that in the hands of God. But if we put the good stuff in them, it's going to come out. So keep on being the wind beneath their wings. I read this morning earlier today, before coming online, that Billy Fusillo had passed on at the age of 64, which today is middle age, really. It's kind of young. And I remember his TV ads. He was a car salesman. I shouldn't say used cars. I think he sold new and used. And also a philanthropist, right? He would say, "It's huge," you know, and said he had a lengthy illness. But I remember before he faded off the commercial scenes that he brought his family in. He brought his son in. He brought his daughter in. And you could tell that he was passing the baton, that he was leaving them a legacy. It's huge. And, you know, that's the thought I have for my message on today. A Father's Day. It's huge. Yeah, I want to get that message out there. I went in the store looking for Father's Day cards, and the selection on Father's Day cards. Man, if you had an inferiority complex, you might develop one going in there as a man and looking at the Father's Day card selection section. The Mother's Day is dwarfed in comparison to what is out there for Mother's Day. But I still maintain that Father's Day is huge. And, you know, I grew up watching Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons and Father Knows Best and Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. He was Bam Bam's dad. And, you know, the Jetsons, even the Addams Family. Wacky and kooky and mysterious and spooky as they were presented day after day and week after week, the idea of the ideal family, a father who came home every night and who showed love for his children and wanted to provide for his children a happy life. And, you know, those were the images that we had over and over again for many, 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 many years as television, you know, came into the horizon. Before we had a father that, you know, we were all celebrating, Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable, right, that showed a healthy Black family with a father who was doing the same thing. I remember prior to that, a movie was out, Claudine, with Diane Carroll, and it portrayed, you know, the stereotypical and for so many of us, the reality of being a single mom and trying to find love in your life and, you know, and the system that just was set up against having a man in the home to be a father to your children. Not only were Black women caught up in that, but poor women, right, caught up in that system. And so many of our young people began to grow up without fathers in the home. And then, you know, we had that whole onslaught of drugs coming into our communities and then the mass incarcerations where, you know, Black and poor men and brown men and women were over-sentenced, overcharged. And we just, you know, blew up this whole incarceration nation situation. But, you know, there's a change in the narrative about fatherhood, and there's a change in the narrative that I want to talk about. Honoring our kings the other day with Miss Oprah Winfrey and Mr. Sterling K. Brown, one of the fathers said, right now we are changing the narrative. And I just want to submit that as we look at changing the narrative of what it means to be a father or what it means to be a Black father, that we look at the changing the narrative that has been put out there that minimizes and diminishes the importance of having a relationship with our Heavenly Father, a narrative that says, you know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Well, beloved, the Word of God says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship God in spirit and in truth. God reveals Himself, God, the supreme sovereign spirit, the cause of all causes, the creator of all that is created. God reveals Himself that way and reveals Himself to humanity as our Heavenly Father. Way back in the book of God, in Holy Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and 31, the Word of God says, the Lord your God carries you as a father carries his son. God wants us to see Him not as untouched, unmoved, and unaware, but as a devoted and Heavenly Father. That's how I've been learning God and living in my relationship with God. And I find, and there's so many witnesses over so many millennium and so many centuries where human history is recorded and testimony is written about God showing up as a father. Jesus, when asked by His followers to teach them how to pray, in Matthew 6, He says, when you pray, pray to your Father. Pray to your Father, and the Father which sees. Your Father knows what things you need before you ask Him. And he makes it real clear. He says, listen, after this manner, I want you to pray. Our Father. He's not just my Father or her Father or their Father, not the Father of a particular nationality or particular geology. It is our Father. He is the Father who cares and the Father who sees, the Father who knows. And Jesus changes the narrative in revealing to His disciples and all who follow that God is our Heavenly Father. And that's huge, beloved. That's huge. And for those who have not had the experience of having a father grow up in their home and was not there, Jesus wants us to know, but we have a Heavenly Father and that we all share, which makes us brothers and sisters in God. Oh, my beloved, Jesus changes the narrative. You know, you may not have had a good example of a father even being in the home. Sometimes a father can be in the home and be uninvolved, but God is involved and God knows and God sees and God cares. And He is an ever-present help for us in Psalm 46 and 1, it tells us, ever-present to help us in the time of trouble, which means trouble will come, but God won't desert us. There was a story this morning in one of the devotionals about a little boy at the beach with his dad playing in this ocean. And then this big wave came as the tide was turning, and the father ran and grabbed the boy and kept the boy steady as the waves beat against their bodies. And then the waves faded into the shoreline. And the boy got down off his father's arms and began to play again with a new confidence because he knew his dad was watching and his dad would have him even when the trouble of the wave came. Beloved, that's our Father. And that's huge. That's huge. Listen, I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I got my time is up. I got to go. But I just want you to know, God is a good, good Father. Oh, yes, He is. And you are loved by God. We have some more music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul for you. Coming up next is Mr. Chris Tomlin again. Good, good Father. Think about it.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm in love by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
And those who haven't been so good but going to do better, happy Father's Day to you. A shout out to Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer, friend, and co-host. Happy Father's Day to my son, Cameron. Happy Father's Day. My brother, Edward, happy Father's Day. There's so many names and I'm out of time, but to all of you, you know who you are. You're dear to me. I love you. Those I don't know, I love you too. God loves you more. God bless you and enjoy Father's Day. Remember, down at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, take your dad out today. It's a free date, free admission. Go in and have a good time. God bless.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run.
Oh yeah, this is a tribute to Elton L. Presley.
Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go.
And to all you step in there.
3 months later, I remember.